welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And first of all, coach, you make this long road trip to play the top team in the country right now, Wisconsin. And what's it going to take? First of all, I know I've had a lot of people ask me this, to defend a team that's been putting up so many points.
Well, first of all, we get to play them. That's the first thing. And we're, again, just thankful and grateful we have the opportunity. So, but, you know, I told them on the bus, you know, we're here in Madison, Wisconsin, playing the number one ranked team in the country. And if that doesn't get your competitive juices flowing, I don't know what does. So we just got to go and play hard. You know, we got to go and play. They've always had a very skilled team. This team is no different than any of the past teams they've had. And, you know, certainly we're going to need good goaltending. We're going to have to be good getting pucks out of our zone. I talked about it Tuesday, kind of made light of it, but, you know, if we can spend time in their zone, that's certainly to our benefit, make them defend. So it's just going to be a combination of all those things. Again, every shift is important. We got to be on our toes. We want to be acting, not reacting. And, again, it's a great opportunity. Let's take advantage of it.
Taking a look at your lineup today, tell us what kind of changes you made, if any, and what do you expect to see out of those lines?
Well, Reese is back in the lineup, which is nice. Just getting her back, and you know, she's back with Claire and Paige Beebe, and just kind of we kind of left Grayson's line the way that was in Mankato with Lindsay and Claudia. Put Lydia with Paige Anderson, who's been really playing well for us, and Taylor Nelson, and Gabby Smith is between Callie Forsberg and Maya Nugent, and Shia Ayerbear is our extra forward. And, unfortunately, we lost Rosie. Abby De La Rosa was hurt in our practice last Thursday, and she was unable to make the trip. So Chloe Lund is in the lineup.
You've been getting some great play out of Kerrigan Dowie. I know when I talked to Claire earlier this week, she said, you know, we've got to just keep playing like we've been playing for Kerrigan. She's been holding up your defense and having a great season so far. Unfortunately, the record doesn't show it, but talk about how important she's been to this hockey team.
Well, we've said it before. We just want our goaltenders to give us a chance, and she has absolutely done that in every game she's played. Again, it's tough to be successful, win games when you're not scoring. And we had 3-0-0 overtime games. And first of all, it's a credit to her, but you know, it's tough to win games when you're not scoring. But she's been outstanding. She's given us a chance. At St. Cloud, we get down 2-0, and she holds the fort from then on out, and we were able to come back and tie the game. At the time, we thought we won the shootout, but you know, that's just an example of giving us a chance. You know, they get a third one at any point in time, the game's probably over. But you know, she shut the door. So it's tough to ask that every time out, obviously against the teams we play, and this is certainly one of them. But she's up for the challenge, and all of our goalies would be. But right now, Kerrigan's playing extremely well, and like I said, the team's got a lot of confidence in her. So. We're just anxious to get out here today and see what we can do.
Jim, what is it going to take to get a win here at Laban?
Well, I think it's important you take it a period of time. You know, you've got to play a complete game against them. You can't be happy with one good period. Each period is a game upon itself. You just got to take it a shift at a time. That's the kind of team that every face off is a big face off. And as far as how we need to play, certainly we got to have a good start, Kelly. We got to come out. We got to be on our toes. Puck management is going to be critical. They're such a great transition team, and if you turn the puck over, especially in the neutral zone and coming out of our zone, that you're just asking for trouble. So we got to do a real good job taking care of the puck. And once in the offensive zone, same thing: move the puck quickly and have a shot mentality.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Appreciate it.